This is Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams and Glyn Lavender.
Hi, and welcome to episode 399 of Shutters Inc. This is Bruce Williams from ShuttersIncPodcast.com. And joining me from Melbourne via Skype, once again from creativephotoworkshops.com.au, Mr. Glyn Lavender. How are you?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for having me. It's lovely to be here today.
Sensational. How's your week been?
It's been okay. The school holidays is finally finished, so that's always a bonus.
Is it finished down there?
Yeah.
Oh.
You're still going?
Yeah, we got another week.
But did you have Easter then go back to school then have holidays?
Yep.
That's stupid.
Yep.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So they went back to school for like 4 days and then had holidays.
No, they went back to school for a week and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, yeah, you had Easter through till the Monday, then they did a 4 day week and then a 5 day week and then they were on holidays.
Wow. No, yeah. So we went all the way through, so that's why we're back. Which makes a lot more sense.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. A little bit disruptive. Yeah, so that's all over and done with, which is good. And so I'm kind of got my life back a little bit during the day. Yeah. Nice. Catch up on those naps.
Yep.
Yeah. Man's got to do what a man's got to do. And, so it's good. But no, I've done a little bit of shooting. I took my daughter turned 7 today.
Right.
My youngest daughter, she's 7 years old today.
Right.
So I always go and do like a last shoot of them at the age they were and then try and get a shoot in fairly quickly of the age they are now.
Right.
So since my oldest kid was away at camp last week, we went out for a day shooting, me and Miss Six. Nice. And had a lovely day out and just did some fun portrait mucking around and got her to use her artistic, creative personality. She's a bit nuts. She's a bit mad. And so she went out and hammed it up for a day, which is a bit of fun.
Awesome.
So I've actually been taking some photos. I'm trying to do one tonight as well when she gets home from school. Yeah, a 7-year-old birthday photo. So.
Yeah, right. Nice.
See if that if that doesn't fall over. I've been listening to some new music.
Oh yeah. What have you been listening to?
It's a bit strange. The soundtrack to the theatrical production of Groundhog Day.
Oh wow. Right, okay.
So the movie Groundhog Day turned into a musical and there's tracks from that. So that's been a bit mad. And it's written by Tim Minchin, if you know
Tim. Oh, okay, yeah.
So who also did Matilda, the musical as well. Yep. And it's suitably mad. So
right. I kind of like it. Yeah. So this is like a musical score rather than a soundtrack?
Yeah, it's a musical. It's actually a stage musical.
Yeah, right.
They turned a movie, another movie, and they did it with Legally Blonde. There's no reason why they can't do it with Groundhog Day, I guess.
Yeah, right. So a score tends to be more instrumental, incidental music as opposed to a soundtrack. Yeah, right.
It's a score story, yeah. And don't come up with your bloody audio technical terms. We're just not into that shit here.
I tell you what was good that we bought a couple of weeks ago, and that is the soundtrack on vinyl. To Stranger Things, the Netflix show.
Yeah, everyone's sort of into that. It has to be on vinyl because it's so 80s.
Well, I thought this was a hilarious piece of marketing. I got to the checkout to buy the vinyl.
I heard this.
Oh, did I tell you last week?
It's on Facebook.
Oh, right. Yes. The girl says to me, "You sure you wouldn't like the cassette version?" And sure enough, they're selling it on cassette.
How bizarre.
That was awesome. Yeah.
How absolutely bizarre. What a funny world we live in.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Everyone's rapidly tossing that stuff out. And now all of a sudden they can buy it all again. So here's the thing. Yeah, you've got how much did the Stranger Things vinyl thing cost you? $30?
$54.
And you're unemployed. Just let me just double check this. Yeah. You're unemployed. Yeah. You're blowing 54 smackerinis on vinyl.
Double
LP, excuse me. which is basically, it's a compilation album of 80s stuff, so which you could have kind of got hits of the 80s for like $9.99.
There are tracks on there that are... well, at least one version on there that's unique, which is David Bowie's, a version of Heroes by David Bowie, but performed by Peter Gabriel.
And that's not available on the internet anywhere else?
Not that I know of, but anyway, But I get your point. You could have bought all of those other songs, but not on the one piece of vinyl.
Can you see how record companies are just falling off their chair laughing their asses off at you people? They are absolutely laughing the living daylights out at you people. Yeah. Because a couple of years ago,
yeah,
they couldn't sell more than one track on an album for 99 cents.
Yep.
Everyone was buying the one track off an album, 99 cents, bang. Yep. If someone bought the whole album, amazing, they might have spent 10 whole dollars.
Yep.
Now you're spending $55. They're fivefold increase in their spend.
Yep.
By the way, 20 bucks to buy the entire thing electronically rather than vinyls.
Yep. So
you spent $35 for the privilege of having some cardboard and some vinyl.
Yep. And the artwork.
Oh, of course. Yeah, because you're going to sit there and look at that for more than 3 minutes. One day. I don't know. To me, it's like this whole thing about film. It's the same thing. It's like, really? I want to go and spend a lot more money for a lot more inconvenience.
Yeah.
And be hamstrung into this constraints of what this. What is it about having these constraints that makes people happy?
Wasn't it you who actually said it's the whole thing of slowing you down and making you enjoy the consumption process that makes this appealing?
Doesn't sound anything like me.
Oh, okay. It must have been someone else I was talking to. But
what I did say, is that the young people today, that's how you know you're old, the young people today, they have no concept of delayed gratification.
No, they don't.
Or, once again, vinyl, having the experience, because it's all about having an experience of listening to a record.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. But there's a whole mind shift of difference there. So I can kind of understand that. I don't understand old people like you getting back into it.
Sound quality.
But I don't care about sound quality.
No, well, that's your problem. Yeah. That's not my problem.
I don't understand because it's from my viewpoint.
So yeah, absolutely. And that's fine. It's like all art, it is subjective. For me, there is a sound quality difference between vinyl and digital, and I love
worse.
It. No, it's better. I love it.
It's better.
You clearly never looked after your vinyl. No, vinyl.
Nick, get stuck.
Vinyl in when it is in pristine quality, vinyl is amazing. It really is.
I have to take your word for it. I'm not sure I have the subtlety.
Talk to your mate, Adam.
Oh, he's a wanker too. he's been listening to the same soundtrack.
That's right. He was too. I saw that
doesn't
on Facebook.
He understand the show, doesn't like the show or understand the show. He's still forking out $55.
Yep.
Yep.
Anyway.
This is the sort of person he comes home because he's finally found the album he's been looking for X amount of years on vinyl. He's so happy, gets home, goes to put it in his rack of all his other records, never to be seen again, and he realizes he already owns two copies of it. Because every time he goes out, he sees, oh, I haven't seen that in years, and buys it, and then forgets he buys it.
Right.
So I did see a Facebook post from you this week as well.
Right, from me. Okay.
About podcasts.
Oh, yeah.
Surging popularity.
Yeah.
Is that working for us? Have you checked?
No.
Okay.
It was more about branded podcasts and how companies are all jumping on the bandwagon and creating podcasts and whatever, and that's good because that's the business I want to be in.
So there's something for you going forward there. Then.
Yeah, but what I found hilarious was the proclamation within that article that podcasts have been around since the 80s. It's like, what?
There wasn't
even an internet until the 90s.
Late 90s.
Yeah.
This guy's obviously an expert, so we should listen to him. She's an expert. Is our podcast, speaking of kind of bringing the Stranger Things and these 70s and 80s music genres into this current conversation, is our podcast like that famous English band from the 70s and 80s? Status Quo?
In what sense?
Volume. If a podcast is growing, is that, if ours isn't growing, are we status quo or are we going backwards?
Oh.
Yeah. 10 to 3 listeners or something. We thought this year might be the year of 8 or 9, possibly double figures.
Who knows? Who knows?
I'd just like to have one listener for every bloody episode we've done.
Right.
That'd be a fair return for effort.
Okay.
Speaking of,
yeah.
What number of episodes you got? What number is this?
399.
Which makes next week.
Yeah.
Or whenever we get around to
whenever the next one
next
is.
Next episode. Let's make that that's clear. Which makes next episode
400.
400. Do you have the ability to do video podcast?
Yeah.
Why don't we make it a video podcast?
Oh, as in, do I? I thought you meant, did I have the technology to edit one? I don't have a webcam.
Well, you've got a week or so to sort it out, then, haven't you? Oh no, you're unemployed. You can't afford it because you spent it all on vinyl.
But then I'd have to get dressed to do the podcast.
Doesn't your laptop have it?
I don't have a laptop.
Doesn't your desktop? But how old is this desktop? It doesn't have a webcam.
Mate, all of my computers I've built myself, so I don't go
blame the builder.
Yeah. So I don't go for this highfalutin Mac crap that's got cameras built into the monitor.
I mean, this useful stuff. Yeah. So I thought that'd be something different. We could do a video podcast. Yeah,
that would be different. Yeah,
it would be different. We'd either do one of two things.
Yeah,
it would scare everybody away.
Yep.
Or through the roof, we could go from 7 to 9, 9.5 maybe listeners. Listeners could become viewers. We just have to, the whole thing. We could maybe do like a little. What we should do is do a little video bits of people saying, "You're happy 400." Where's the letter from the Queen? Where's all the congratulatory?
See, I wasn't gonna make a big thing of the 400th episode. I had it in my mind that we would do something huge for the 500th episode.
You're assuming we get that far. But yes. I think it's safer to just call it now. Neither of us are getting younger.
The way we're going, that's going to be 10 years off. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Anyway.
So let's not make a big thing of 400. But we're going to make a big thing of 400, whether you like it or not.
We will make a big thing of it, but... But no, so I'm not doing video. No,
we're going to do some giveaways.
Yeah, we're going to do some giveaways. Absolutely.
Now, so far in our giveaway bag, and there's more stuff to come. Right. We have, from the lovely people of Narbox, have given us a Narbox to give away.
Nice.
So Narbox.com, that's the portable travel computer I use when I'm on the road. And it is an awesome piece of kit worth $300.
Nice.
So I've been trying to think, well, because that's a fairly significant prize. How do we give it its due and make the person who wins it be worthy of winning it? So I've come up with an idea. Submit between now and what day is it today? So you've got 1 week before the next podcast comes out.
Yeah.
Let's make it two. Let's give people 2 weeks.
Okay.
So we'll announce it like 4:01 or something like that. From now, over the next 2 weeks, to submit your best travel photo or your best short travel video that you've done whilst on the road somewhere.
Right.
Because it's an ideal travel kit.
Yep.
So it makes sense to have a travel photo, I figured.
Okay.
Make sense to you?
Sure.
Now that's prize number one. It's worth $300, and Narbox will ship that to you anywhere in the world from their place.
Wow.
From Santa Monica in California, they'll ship it directly to you.
Nice.
And who can enter? Well, anyone, any listener can enter. So it's got to be a listener. Not just any old person who's someone's heard about it, and they've got to let's reward the listeners. I don't know how we can prove that, but. Not just, everyone tell their mates about it and some guy just enters it just because, they can. But listener, maybe you need to mention your least favourite episode, which would be like, I don't know,
what you listen to. Pick a random number between 1 and 400.
Yes. Something like that. God. So that's prize number one.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I've got some more prizes coming. One of them is the absolute latest, literally just announced this week, and I haven't even seen one myself, new Mindshift gear bag.
Right.
From the Mindshift gear in the US as well. And they are giving us an Exposure 13 camera bag. Now, I'm going to send the link through to you so you can put that in the show notes too.
Please do.
And that's worth $160 too.
Nice.
So that's decent price, and it's a waterproof bag, so for those outdoorsy types, again, it looks pretty cool. So that's another little prize.
Nice.
And the lovely people at Black Rapid have given us a strap to give away.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have some stuff from Tamron, I'm sure. I just haven't been able to get in touch with my main guy there over the last couple of days. So we'll see how that goes.
Nice. The Exposure 13. Did you say it was a shoulder bag?
It's a shoulder bag.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, that link I sent to you didn't seem to work very well because it just came up with a Facebook logo.
I didn't even look at your link. I just Googled it for myself.
There you go. So that's it. And I said, we're gonna have multiple prizes to give away.
Yep.
I want people to send the selfie idea, the selfie of them, some sort of creative selfie of them listening to our podcast.
Right, okay.
This is holding fraught a sign with danger. Holding a sign with some witticism about Shutters Inc.
Okay.
Yeah, it could be a smart ass comment. It could be just something that's going to give us a bit of a giggle.
Yeah.
So send us something through. It could be you holding a sign. But we'd like to see photos because we'd like to see the people. So just some sort of selfie, listening to the podcast on the toilet, whatever it may be, holding a sign with some smart-ass comment about why you like Bruce more than me, something like that, or vice versa, obviously. And we'll judge the funniest entries to give away some prizes.
Awesome. Sounds good. Sounds great.
So I'm glad I didn't raise that with you earlier and just threw it out there now. So hopefully I'll have an idea of exactly what Tamron will be able to give us next week we'll go from there. But so the NAR box, video, travel video, short, couple of minutes, doesn't it? We don't want anything to be too Ben-Hur-ish in its length.
Yeah.
And your favourite travel photo you've taken. Doesn't have to be awesome, just your favourite.
Okay.
Show us some of your stuff, people. Now, critique, if that helps.
Nice.
Unless it's Bruce submitting.
I don't think I can win the prizes.
No, but I want to critique your photos.
Of course you do. Well, I don't anticipate doing any travel now until December.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you got to travel down to the unemployment office to get your check.
No. Katha Max and I are doing the Coral Isles cruise again for Christmas.
Lovely.
Yeah. Well, Kath and I wanted to do a cruise up to Papua New Guinea, but Max said, well, I'm sick of going to third world countries. And we said, well, what do you want to do? And he goes, I want to do the Coral Isles cruise again.
Where did you go last time?
Europe.
Third world country. Oh, I'm sick of these third world countries like Europe and England and America.
Well, we've done Borneo twice. But I felt like saying, well, you know that the Coral Isles are pretty much all third world countries. Anyway.
Bloody young pretentious people today. Those European third world countries like France and Italy.
Yes. Anyway.
They were boring. I hate having to ignore the poor as I walk along.
We figured
When I was his age, we were lucky.
Yeah.
We were bloody lucky if we could afford enough petrol to drive to the beach.
Exactly. So anyway, so we thought, it's probably the last cruise he'll do with us, so we'll do what he wants, and then Kath and I'll do Papua New Guinea another year. So
that makes sense.
So anyway.
So is that the end of the podcast?
Just about.
Going home.
You got some links? What do you got?
Not much. I did see this one thing. Augmented reality photo studio.
Right.
But basically what it is, I'm trying to find the app to download it for myself. It is an app that allows you to insert a model into any normal scene. So you act like you're walking down the street. You have this range of models on this app that you can put into
Right.
Into the scene. And you can light them and have their shadows and try and make them look real in different locations. Now, I started off thinking, what a joke. Oh, it's $10. It costs money. Oh, God. If it was free, I was going to go and play with it. $10. It's huge.
But
and if you want car bikini model, it's an extra 99 cents. And if you want Tony bikini model, it's another extra 99 cents. And Anna bikini model, 99 cents extra. If I'm paying $10 for an app, I want Anna bikini model for free.
Yeah.
Tell ya. So you can go and put all these models into different products.
That's strange.
But, you know, I can see someone who's actually creative doing some amazing stuff with stuff like that.
Yeah, probably.
I'm just not creative, but I can imagine someone who is creative doing something like that. It would be kind of good.
Okay.
So that piqued my interest.
Yep.
And then I've got a couple of links that I won't talk too much about because I haven't even looked at them myself. But I was like sharing these things because people find value, I think, in them. One is 17 lighting recipes to keep in mind for portrait photos.
Recipes?
Which is, it's nice, yeah. It's nice to recipe, yeah, layouts of lighting. Right. It's good to see other ideas of lighting. It gives you, you know, little ideas, and yeah, you could use some, for example.
Sure.
So you're not always over-lighting your subjects or having some variety to your lighting and maybe think about different angles from your lights so that your light looks good.
Right.
Rather than normal stuff. And then the second one is flash versus natural light.
Right.
And so they've got two photographers to go head-to-head.
Yep.
And one was going to only shoot natural light of the same subject.
Yep.
And one was going to shoot flash.
Right.
And so one of them, Manny Ortiz, who's very well known.
Yep.
And another girl who I'm sure is very well known, but I just don't pay enough attention, Jessica Kobisi.
Yep.
Kobisi, I don't know how to say her surname. But they're going to do this challenge of photographing. So that's kind of cool. So I thought, well, yeah, it's only a 3-minute video. Oh, I just started.
I don't get why, for outfit number one, if you scroll down the article, she shot her natural light photo with the model half in the shade and half in the sun.
She's not very good.
No. Why would you do that? Like,
she's
got the shoulder in the sun and the face in the shade. And this is shot indoors with using window light. Like, move the freaking model! Into the light.
Maybe that's just showing what the outfit is and then the photos. And
well, then that's not a very good example of showing the outfit because the outfit is half in the sun and half in the shade.
Yeah, I don't think many of the photos are but off camera fact, Manny Ortiz is okay. I mean, he's not bouncing his ambient. The first one with her sort of sitting with the window cover, I think the natural light's too hot on her hair and shoulders, so he's not necessarily bouncing the ambient particularly well. But the next one down's really nice, really pretty. He's obviously using high speed sync because it's all pretty low f stop, blurred out backgrounds.
Or he's got a neutral density filter on, one or the other.
One or t'other. Yep. But her work does get better further down.
Right. Well, she's had more experience now. That's why.
The next box. But once again, Manny Ortiz's stuff just stands out like the be-all end. I mean, it's just the colour, the vibrancy, the light. God, I love flash.
Yeah.
Love flash. It's that kick. But anyway, it's still good. Why bother learning how to use off-camera flash? Watch that video and it'll give you a good little
light. Yeah. Manny does some nice work.
Yeah. That's the first photos I've ever seen.
But, oh, okay.
Now, I didn't notice, I was looking across some stuff, and I saw that GoPro is possibly in play for a takeover.
Ooh.
by the Chinese company Xiaomi, or however
it's pronounced. Yep,
that's it, Xiaomi. But GoPro's stock has gone from $90 a share down to $5 a share over the last couple of years.
Wow.
That's a fair drop, isn't it? You know?
Yeah.
You kind of lose, and they're saying, oh, GoPro's got a turnover of $1 billion a year.
Yep.
But Xiaomi's got a turnover of $15 billion a year. So it's a significantly bigger company. And, they're looking at it. And from my first recollections of a named competitor to GoPro, a knockoff named, was the Xiaomi camera they came out with first.
Yeah.
So I've been aware of them for a few years, and obviously they've really gone leaps and bounds.
Yep.
They've even got a Micro Four Thirds camera I found during the right. through there. So they've got like a Micro Four Thirds camera with a lens of like $330 or something.
Yeah, right. Wow.
Not cool. Yeah.
And but there's a lot of knockoffs of GoPro these days.
Yeah, now. But well, yeah, absolutely. You can get like $50 or whatever. It doesn't matter. But the Xiaomi ones were of quality. Yeah, there's Sony sensors and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
So the actual footage coming out of them was
good quality stuff.
Not maybe not on par with GoPro, but up there with decent quality at least. You know, good usable quality and brand and decent build quality and so on. So I thought that was interesting and something to be watched.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing I had to do, because it's a fun thing, where this guy's taken hours and hours of sport photos, obviously like an event photographer.
From a tripod, yep.
Yeah, and then
composited them all together.
It's like a Where's Wally kind of thing.
It is awesome.
It's very coolly done.
Wow.
So it's a lot of work. But very well done. So if anyone wants to look at some, I love the basketball one about halfway there because there's just so many balls flying. That's the last one. It's just flying.
Nice. Wow.
Yeah. So anyway.
Wow.
So what's on your list of things sent in this
I've
week?
Just got three things from Adam.
Awesome. From Adam,
yeah. So the first one was a story about a photographer who is still printing on Cibachrome paper.
Yeah.
And it's quite a nice little video. It runs for about 8 minutes about how this guy, when he heard that Kodak was stopping production of Cibachrome paper, he bought himself a 10-year supply of the paper because he loves Cibachrome. And yeah, admittedly, Cibachrome does look amazing when you actually hold one in the flesh. And yeah, and so he's still printing stuff on Cibachrome and doing large format stuff as well.
Yeah.
And it's great to see him in his dark room, you know, going through the process of holding these little wands with little oval-shaped circles on them, manually burning and dodging, you know, areas of the photograph as it's exposing. It's great to watch. So
you bought a 10-year supply, but of course the chemicals and paper are starting to run out of...
And that's exactly what the story's about, is that he knows that his time is running out. You know, the paper won't stay in pristine quality forever. So he's kind of got to, you know, use it up as quick as he can. But obviously he wants to, you know, use it with decent images and create great looking prints with it. So, yeah, it's a good story. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, and he says when he finishes the last of his paper and chemicals, he's given up the game altogether.
Yeah.
He's going to switch to digital. He's just going to stop.
Yep. And in the video, you see him, you know, visibly tear up when he mentions that idea of, you know, of leaving the dark room for the last time and putting his camera away.
I mean, God forbid, should you want to, I don't know, maybe go and try and reinvigorate and come out with something new to try and, maybe go out there and say, let me revitalize my view of the world by using something different.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be digital.
Go and learn tintype or something.
Go and learn some other process and go outside of your comfort zone that you've been doing for 40 years.
I don't know that I'd necessarily just give up on my passion.
But he might be really old.
He is. He's in his 70s.
Yeah, so this might be just more likely an excuse to give up more than it could be. Thankfully, finally used up the last of them bloody chemicals and paper. I bought 10 years worth of supply. My wife said, I better use all bloody years or else I'm in deep trouble. Finally got them done. I can retire.
Yeah. The next story that Adam sent us was a story about a landscape and wildlife photographer, a German fellow by the name of Ivo Norenberg, who went to Canon and said, I need a lens from 50mm to 1,000mm for landscape video work, and, you know, laid down the challenge to Canon, and Canon went ahead and built this lens.
Yeah.
Now, it's a $70,000 price tag, but the video shows him doing, you know, going from a wide shot of a landscape, you know, with a wolf mother walking back to where her cubs are, And he does this long zoom in, and it's beautiful to watch because it's like 20 times optical zoom.
Yeah.
As he gets all the way to 1,000 mil. But yeah, so they built this Cine Servo 50 to 1,000 mil camera with a T5 to 8.9 lens. It's pretty cool. So
cool.
I thought you would have had a look at that video because being Canon.
But I don't care, Brand, what are you talking about?
But anyway, yeah, it's a pretty cool. He went and had a chat with the cinematographers at the BBC as well, and sort of got some, you know, heads together and thought about what would be the perfect lens for the kind of work they were doing, and so they came up with all of their wish list. And then took it to Canon, and Canon said, yep, challenge accepted, we'll do it. So
we'll give it a shot. Because they've got all that money laying around that they're not using Canon. I mean, they're not trying to go bankrupt at rapid pace. Yeah.
Exactly. And the last one was a company called Large Sense, who has just unveiled the world's first single-shot 8x10 digital camera.
So I think they've got the name of the company wrong.
Yeah, it's more like No Sense.
No Sense.
Because I'm looking at this, not only, okay, so it's a digital sensor that is actually 9 inches by 11 inches, but they decided to call it 8x10 because that's sort of the format that people think of when you're talking that sort of size. It's a digital sensor, but it only shoots monochrome.
Mm-hmm.
And it only shoots one image at a time. And
if you see the example photos again, well, why did you waste it on that?
Exactly. And here's the thing. The ISO range for this sensor is a staggeringly wide 2100 ISO to 6400 ISO.
Ooh.
That's it. Like, whoosh. You got nothing slower than 2100 and nothing faster than 6400.
I'm shooting it's really cheap, though, at least.
That's like 1.5 stops.
Yeah, but it's probably like a $100 camera. So, you know, single shot, $100 for a shot. Have you seen the price of it?
No, I haven't.
$106,000.
What?
Mm-hmm.
For the camera?
Mm-hmm.
That shoots monochrome?
Mm-hmm. No, it doesn't shoot monochrome, it shoots a monochrome.
Yeah. And it's a whopping 12 megapixels.
Yeah. That's worth it, isn't it? $106,000.
Like, why? Why?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and the shutter speed. This thing's made for sports. The shutter speed. 1/26th. Of a second.
My God.
but they did say that an external LC shutter will be available later with speeds as fast as a blistering 500th of a second.
Whoosh.
And precisely adjustable. What, so it won't just shoot like a 499th of a second? It'll be precisely a 500th.
It's just.
This is in the just because you can doesn't mean you should category.
Exactly. It's that whole stupid. So anyway, we've been given one to give away for our 400th episode. No.
We'll send it back.
Well.
Thank you for that one, Adam.
Yeah, that's good as a laugh. So you should save that one for next week when we didn't need a laugh. You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
How bizarre. So what have you got planned for the rest of the week? Anything exciting?
Just working at home.
Oh, you're doing your own thingamajiggy that you're doing with the stuff that you're doing. Yeah.
I'm also, I don't think I've mentioned it on this podcast because it's not really relevant. Yes. But I'm going to be doing some teaching at a local community college.
Really?
Yeah, doing an audio engineering / podcasting course.
Really?
Yeah. So really? I need to start preparing that because that starts in 3 weeks' time. So
yeah, no, possibly some sort of concept of what you're going to teach might not get right.
Yeah. Well, I've got the the lesson strategy for the 8-week course already mapped out, but I actually need to sit down and work out, you know, what we're going to cover in each lesson and come up with the, you know, the course notes and the slides and PowerPoint presentations and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, that's what I've got to work on.
Fancy that.
Yes.
Oh, just watch the thing. Last thing that was the thing. Last week was the major NAB conference in the US.
Oh, yeah.
The National
Association of Broadcasters.
Broadcasters, yeah. So our lovely friends at Narbox
yep.
won an award for best travel video editing solution.
Nice.
Which is good, isn't it? So for the new version 2.0 that's coming out at the end of the year.
Yeah,
love we won't be giving away 2.0, unfortunately, because it's not available yet.
Yep.
But yeah, that was pretty cool. So it's another shout out to our friends at Narbox. Yeah. And a lot of the software stuff that's coming out for the new one, they're going to try and retrograde back to the old one as well. So,
oh, lovely.
Very cool.
So, like through maybe a firmware upgrade or something.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Beautiful.
Yep. Awesome. As far as the tech specs will allow it to do it, they'll be backdating some stuff. So
nice,
lovely,
awesome. All right, and what have you got on the rest of the week?
I've got a workshop Saturday,
right?
And a nap in about 10 minutes.
Fantastic.
If it takes that long to get to sleep, after listening to your dulcet tones, I'm sure many listeners would agree it's not going to take me long to fall asleep.
Right. Okay, mate. Well, you have a good week.
Thanks. All right, we'll see you in 400, everybody.
Bye.
ShutterZinkPodcast.com.
AnotherAudioTier.com quality podcast.
For questions, comments, and feedback, email theboys@ShutterZinkPodcast.com.